It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Back again, finally talking about Obama fielding that pot question in Jamaica. Some cops smoking pot on the internet has gone viral. And April at HempCon 420, the Cannel Linguist back at you this week, special edition. Only the Cannel Linguist. What's going on, April?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're going to get to the fun stuff about where you've been for the past few weeks because we've been unfortunately gone from the, we can't call them airwaves, podcast waves. That we're usually on.
From the Matrix.
Yes, we've been gone from the Matrix, unplugged for a little bit. in the real world out there, but it's been a good past few weeks for me. I don't know. How you been doing?
Yeah, definitely. I just, you know. So much preparation for the grand holiday.
Yes, it was a grand holiday. So the first thing we got going on, this was Obama recently was in Jamaica. And of course, inevitably, a guy had to ask a question. And this dude, if you were like, hey, get me a Jamaican dude to ask Barack Obama about marijuana, you couldn't picture this dude more perfect than this dude was. He's just I want to overstand and understand. I want to.
Yeah, man.
You got to be telling me about the marijuana, and I want to know about the industrial hemp.
Decriminalization of marijuana.
How did I anticipate this question? There are two states in the United States that have embarked on an experiment. Right now, that is not federal policy, and I do not foresee anytime soon Congress changing the law at a national basis. But I do think that if there are states that show that they are not suddenly a magnet for additional crime, that they have a strong enough public health infrastructure to push against the potential of increased addiction, then it's conceivable that that will spur on a national debate. But that is going to be some time off.
Now, see, the unfortunate thing is that was a clipped up version. If you watch the full version, the man's question.
There are a lot of yamans.
There's a lot of yamans in there.
Beautiful.
There's a whole lot of them. But his question was much more centered around industrial hemp.
Yeah.
And the ability to use that as a cash crop to pull people out of poverty. And that was really what his question was about. And unfortunately, Obama didn't really answer that question. He really just talked about the recreational and the medical marijuana policies and, the fear of it becoming an addictive substance. And I get it, but I was a little bit upset. He kind of a bit ducked the question.
Where was the first one?
Oh, you're trying to find the one where the guy just goes all Rasta?
It was so beautiful.
It was.
The most beautiful smile.
He did. He was, oh gosh. Oh, you're getting autoplayed on. Don't let those people autoplay on you, man.
They got me.
They got you, man.
Let's see this on YouTube. It was so, like, he's so bright. Oh, God.
Oh, geez, no, we're not listening to these ads. All right, you can skip.
All right.
Let's see, is this the one? Oh, here we go.
Blessings on you and your family. What's your name? Yes, greetings, Mr. President. More life and blessings on you and your family.
What's your name?
My name is Miguel Williams, but you can call I and I Stepper.
You call me Stepper.
Yeah, man.
My
question has to do and surrounds U.S. policy as it regards the
the legalization, the decriminalization of marijuana.
How did I anticipate this?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And it's... Yeah, man.
How did I guess this question?
Yes, and Mr. President, it really comes on the foreground of we face economic challenges with the IMF, etc. But and we find realistically that the hemp industry, the marijuana industry, provides a highly feasible alternative to rise up out of poverty. So I'm wanting to overstand and to understand. How,
it's beautiful.
How
it's so
U.S.
true.
Is visioning, how would you see Jamaica pushing forward on a decriminalization, legalization emphasis on the hemp industry? Get
okay.
that.
The,
yeah, it's a very, very it's a beautifully asked question, and yeah, if you listen to the whole thing, Obama unfortunately kind of
it's like over an hour long speech.
Yeah, it's over an hour long speech. We're not just gonna have that be our episode.
I know, no, but one more. I have to play the intro.
Oh gosh.
Greetings, massive. Hey. Wagwan, Jamaica.
Oh, jeez.
Wagwan.
Oh, man, of course.
Hey, he was received well, which is
good. Well, yeah, I don't think that's too surprising that he would be received well when he got there. And, you know, he's better internationally received than I think most people would admit. Or at least I think most Republicans would like people to think. Everyone's like, oh, we're not respected overseas. No, you know, Benny Netanyahu's an asshole.
Oh,
you know, Vladimir Putin's an asshole. I don't think those people. Vladimir Putin doesn't like his dog. Vladimir Putin does not like cats.
I like my dog, but he's kind of bugging me right
Benny
now.
Benny Netanyahu probably doesn't think ponies are cute. Like he's a mean person.
He's fucked up.
He is. He's kind of fucked up. He is the first foreign president that I've known to really actually fuck with. A foreign election. Yeah, I mean, he really tried to insert himself into an American election. It's like, fuck you. Fuck off. Don't try and influence foreign politics. That's grimy, dirty shit.
And he was talking shit one direction, and then, you know, during his own election.
Yeah.
He was...
But it's interesting that Obama kind of didn't, unfortunately, really talk about it. The industrial hemp thing is, we've talked about it a few times. That is the more profitable thing than just selling people joints.
I'm surprised that being at HempCon that there was not a lot of fucking hemp. I mean, there were CBD products, but I mean like hemp clothing. Like there's a huge industry beyond just stuff that gets you high or medicine, CBD stuff that, you know, doesn't make you feel high, but
yeah.
Makes you feel better. You know, that's like, I'm surprised. Why wouldn't
it's an under talked about, it's what it's all about. And yet nobody is going for it because I don't think it's profitable yet because there's no legalization for it. So right now, all of the emphasis seems to be on, you know, marijuana. There's no real conversation about hemp and hemp production and
everybody seems
its use
to
as
be
a fuel source. It's
used at the bits to have access to it.
Yeah.
As an alternative.
Yeah, everyone wants. Everyone's good about saying they want it.
Farmers want to farm it. People want to use it.
Then start doing it. But that's the thing. Here in California, they technically can.
Yeah, it's a little different here because industrial hemp, they don't really care whether it's male or female, typically. So if you've got your neighbor's got a big outdoor crop, some bomb, heady outdoor organic stuff, and your neighbor's doing industrial hemp, perhaps even not of the, you know, organic quality, and then the wind blows. And
so cross-pollination, is that the problem then?
Yeah,
I guess I see the point, but isn't the theory that is that really going to be a problem? I mean, if you're talking about farming operations, then they're acres apart.
Yeah, but so, we've got pollinator, you know, animals.
Bees are practically extinct in this goddamn country. We don't fucking have bees anymore. We got pollinators. No, we don't fucking have pollinators. We've ruined our ecosystem. We do not have fucking pollinators
but even fucking
anymore.
Bats can be a pollinator. You know, like,
then we'll fucking probably kill them off too. I mean, let's be honest. If there's a problem in this country, we can probably kill it and solve the problem,
that's so
right?
So fucking depressing. Where am I going to get honey?
Yeah.
So let's not manifest that with our words. The bees will still be around.
I'm hoping the bees will be around. I know how bad it would be if bees actually did go extinct, but that does scare me when people start talking
about
the bees.
Honey. It'd be like, how are we going to eat? Like,
yeah, no, they're kind of vital. I've heard good things about what they do for ecosystems.
Actually, like Obama finally started, you know, giving a shit about pollinator insects and animals and things and trying to save them and put money into studying why they're becoming fewer.
Extinct.
I don't use that word.
Is it just even the word? I can't even. Is this like Voldemort? You know, that which shall not be named.
Yeah.
The E word. Huh. Is that what it is?
My precious.
Oh, mixing all of them. So, all right, the other thing, we're not going to play the video, but me and April, just before all this, we started recording, we watched the video that went viral of the three ex-police officers up in Washington smoking marijuana. I laughed my ever-loving boobies off.
Shit. It's so good.
It's so funny.
It is so good. It's like the grandmas, but retired cops.
Yeah, hilarious retired old cops. I mean, officer who walked a straight line better when he was high. The honesty of that old man when they ask him, like, so sometimes weed makes you horny. He's like, nobody has touched me. I'm 70 years old. The last time I got, I don't even know who ties who up anymore. That is maybe the hardest that I have ever laughed at a video. Yeah. You seem to enjoy the, I don't even know who ties who up anymore.
Oh, that was the best.
Oh God! I don't.
He's like, so they're like, oh, it's supposed to, you know, make you horny. Do you guys feel?
Is
horny?
That a rumor? I've never heard that rumor before.
I mean, so I guess if it makes you more relaxed, then you're less nervous. And if
but has that been a rumor? Or do you heard know. That before? That weed makes you horny?
Well, I mean, there's lube out there for ladies. It's a little different, though. I actually scored some stuff from this lady. What does this say? For love oil. And it's vaginal cannabis, coconut oil. I mean, it's kind of the same idea as Foria, but the really important thing that I couldn't help but notice was that it said something about it has the same molecular structure as progesterone for women, so it also can help with like hormonal balance and stuff too.
Oh,
yeah, THC.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy.
Fancy woman veg lube.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual lubrication for the ladies.
Yeah.
Hot damn. I didn't know anything. I'd never heard any of that marijuana makes you horny. That one got past me the whole time. I mean, but on the same page, I've been high for the last 10 years. So I guess every time I've had sex in the last 10 years, I've been stoned. So,
well, I guess it's like the difference is like if you drink too much, you know, you probably don't have as much. Some people
ability
don't.
To say no.
No, I'm talking about ability to.
Oh, ability to function. Oh, you're talking about the whiskey dick. Is that what you're talking? You're referring to the to the infamous whiskey dick.
You said it.
Okay. Well, okay, though. Here's the thing.
Have you ever had weed dick?
I have even heard whiskey dick described in so many different incarnations. I've heard whiskey dick as I couldn't get my dick hard. I've heard whiskey dick as I could get hard, but I couldn't climax.
Keep it hard.
Or I've heard it I could get hard, but it was like just the 70.
Couldn't climax. Yeah, that too. It's just like, oh, this is fun. Wee.
For the next hour and a half.
And now
you're
I'm
like,
tired.
I'm just
this
like, I want to. Can I be done yet? I want to be done. I want this to be over for the love of God. This is
Oh, come on!
Yeah, that's kind of what you start yelling at your dick. And you're just like,
Have you ever had
I've never had weed dick.
Have you ever had dab dick listeners out there? Have you ever had a, is that, because we know that there's coke dick. We know that there's ecstasy dick. We know that there's.
What is that? Really? Well, I know what ecstasy dick is. Your dick feels wonderful. But like, I heard.
I guess it depends on what it's in.
I've heard so many people who knocked that whole don't have sex on ecstasy because then sex will be terrible. The sex was wonderful on ecstasy. Sex now off of ecstasy is still wonderful. There's nothing changed. How much I was
except
just like,
for how
okay,
high you were.
Okay, this sex did also feel good, maybe better, maybe. Did it ruin the other sex? Not even close. Oh, God, no. No, are you kidding me? I still, the sex usually permeates most thoughts in my day, all day, every day. That's just, yeah, that doesn't, nothing about having sex on ecstasy has ever come close to changing that. not even close. Not even fucking close. You now? Have you ever done that one?
I mean, I assume so.
Oh no! I assume at some point, one of the times that I had taken something, including ecstasy, I fucked somebody. I don't fucking what do you want me to keep records on this? I got to keep a fucking journal now. What I got to keep? I got to keep a journal. God damn it! It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're remembering back? Are you searching through the annals of the the April history banks?
No.
It's happened.
It's happened. I don't remember there being anything particularly, extraordinary about the addition, the chemical addition.
Oh, really? It wasn't even like it was like, oh, well, this is good.
I mean,
Well, make up your mind. Well, what was it?
Depends on which time.
Well, okay. Listen, we still got like 40 minutes left in this episode. Go ahead, lay it on us.
Oh no.
Come on. No names. Just the good time and the bad time.
No.
We can't even go that far. Oh, come on.
No.
Oh man, you're killing me.
I don't
know why I wolf snarled at you, but that was, come on.
I guess if it's like on its way out of your system and just like it's not as, but if you're like full on, like eyes rolling in the back of your head, it's a little difficult to concentrate.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, so, but no, weed dick has I don't even know what that would be.
I don't think so either. If anybody has ever had that, they've been too, like, definitely too drunk to fuck, sure, but too high to fuck, is that? I guess my mouth gets really dry, and that can pose a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a glass of water, though. You're good. You're good. You can have a glass of water, and you'll get. Oh yeah, April's dog is just. April's dog has been here for 3 weeks, and I don't think most people would have noticed until this week. This week, he's an active little fucker tonight, huh?
He's being a little motherfucker.
You being a little motherfucker, Jack. Yeah, Jack's a little motherfucker.
I got back in town, and then he got his last booster from the vet. So he was kind of cooped up for the past couple days because they told me to wait a couple more
days. Wait a couple days and then
let it kick in. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
Oh well, as we approach the 20-minute mark, Alex is gonna. Oh wait, how do you know? I already loaded it.
I saw you loading it.
Okay, you know what? There are reasons why I might have forgotten. I don't need you to judge me right now.
No, I don't
appreciate the judgment. Okay.
Sorry.
It hurts my feelings.
So these grandpas were pretty cool.
They were pretty awesome.
He was like, hey, speaking of the sex, he's like, I haven't had sex in, whatever in so long. He goes, I don't even know who ties who up.
I want an endless loop of that dude saying, I don't even know who ties who up anymore. I'm like, hey, bro, I get it. Been there. Been in that situation, like, who's going to handcuff who now? Oh, God. Don't even know what to do. So many cops in this room. Who's going to tie who down? Oh, my
gosh. That's amazing.
It's hilarious because it's this old dude with a mustache and glasses who you know is like, if you've ever been to a kinky fetish club, there's always at least one of those dudes there.
Oh, yeah.
Who you would be like, oh, it all makes sense now. Okay. Because there were a lot of things
about
your
personality. That's why you like the handcuffs.
There's a lot of things about your personality that made me go, why the fuck do you do this? Well, okay, I guess. I guess we'll let this fly. All right, I guess I'm going to start us off.
Ooh, yeah.
A little Phyllis today. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. These old dudes. Oh. So awesome.
The fact that one of them was able to walk the straight line better when he was high. Yeah, that's it. And they did what I did appreciate about it, though. Now, here's the thing. They're all three Washington State cops. So they were all cops in a state that was always pretty liberal about it. One of the officers even admits, he went, I never wrote a citation for marijuana. I would take people's marijuana away from them. I would throw it away in front of them. But I thought that that was a better deterrent than writing citations. Which, by the way, at that point, deterrent is the wrong word to use. But it's certainly better for the people who don't want to get arrested. And we appreciate that. But, you know, you're never going to be deterring us from smoking weed.
My very first bowl I had was thrown in the woods by a cop.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you could lose your license for this. Boom.
And they did have an interesting conversation about the phrase gateway drug.
Yeah.
You know, one of the same guy who says, I don't know who ties who up. He says, I found that every person who used heroin drank milk as a child. And is a good point, poorly made, as far as the gateway drug thing.
I think it was just poorly delivered.
Yeah.
Because I think the point is very clear. It just took a second to click that it's like, how can you, just because someone smokes weed doesn't mean they do heroin, because everybody that's done heroin has drank milk as a kid.
Yes, but I do understand that, but.
And then.
I don't know if it's the same when you say, you know, does everyone who smokes marijuana do heroin? No. But I would venture that everyone who does heroin does also smoke weed.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that there's no correlation or that there is a correlation.
There's
but
a greater correlation that maybe he didn't even, maybe he was aware of, maybe not, but cannabinoids are present in a woman's breast milk.
Well, I would venture
so
that.
So I got all.
I would venture that it has more to do with what we talked about when Alex Schneiderman was here. I think they did. Depression is the bigger gateway drug than marijuana ever is. You know, I think that if you're a subject of addiction, then marijuana is probably going to not be enough for you. If you suffer from an addiction problem, maybe it is, but maybe it might not be. And you might venture deeper down the rabbit hole. But I think depression is probably more of the... I get what he was trying to say about the whole, oh, milk, and it's like, oh, there's no correlation. There's something there. But I don't think it's the fact that someone smokes weed and goes, well, I've been this kind of high. I need to be higher now. I don't think that's what it always is. I don't think that, because that's what the DARE program always tried to say.
I don't think anybody just goes, gee, I think I'll do heroin.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Just like, yeah, I know everyone else is trying this marijuana thing, but I'm going to go right for the black tar. Smack me up, Bobby. I'm looking for that good stuff.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Goddamn right. I want to get nice and toasty, baby.
These guys are so adorable.
They were pretty adorable. They were very adorable. Nothing cuter than old men bumbling around.
The strip club thing.
Oh God, yeah, that's right. They were
Cards
playing
Against Humanity.
It wasn't Cards Against Humanity. They were playing that game where everybody has a card on their head that everyone else can see, but you can't see.
Yeah,
and you have to ask questions to try and figure out who it is. And one of the guys is wearing strip club, and he said, "Is this a family establishment?" And then everyone started laughing. And then the one at the end who was ripped at... He was the one with all the one-liners. He's the one with all the jokes. The same dude from all of these times. He also said, only if your niece is there. It's just... Oh, it was so good. Why?
They either edited that like really well or that
is
just
I am
that
a comic
the...
and that dude was funnier in that 6 minutes than I feel like I might have ever been on stage. Oh, he was killing it.
Oh my goodness.
Killing it with the one-liners. Just murdering it. Oh my gosh. Oh, we
it's pretty cool though that like in our lifetime we're going to see things like turn around. That this is for sure. I
hopefully,
mean,
yeah, knock wood.
Unless I fucking, you know, don't last very long. Kick the bucket early. But for real, like they just opened up a shop in Malibu. They finally they allowed one shop in Malibu to open, and I Honeypot is in there. Go check it out. And Tommy Chong went there on the first day. The grand opening was it's called 99 High Tide, and they the grand opening was 420, and the mayor.
It's surprising. It's a rich Republican neighborhood up there. So, but it's also a lot of people in the entertainment industry. So you know, it's surprising, not surprising, surprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it. I was happy to hear about it.
The mayor cut the ribbon.
Well,
that's pretty fucking epic.
It is cool. It is definitely cool once you start having city officials actually taking public stands about it. But that we know that that's going to be a major talking point in the next election. When you have people in Republican caucuses asking to field questions on marijuana as they are now.
Yeah.
You know that this is now actually something that people will be publicly supporting and or publicly demonstrating against. So with this good of a mayor coming out and snipping a ribbon, you're also going to have some mayor down somewhere in the Bible Belt if they have medical marijuana, who's gonna probably stand out in front of one and try and block people from going in. The same way you had
Indiana.
The same way you had where was it? I want to say Alabama, but someone will write me hate mail if I get this wrong. I think Ole Miss, when Ole Miss had their first African American students, the mayor stood at the front of the door and didn't want to let them in because he didn't want to segregate the school. So that same way, you might see a mayor take action that way against marijuana, with now mayors being able to take public stances for them. Because before, those guys didn't have to be negative about it. Because it wasn't an issue. No one talked about it. Now it's at the front of the conversation.
It's going to be like a deal breaker for some candidates.
It's going to be a presidential topic. Yeah. It's not just going to be a local subject. Before, it's only been state discussion.
Right. The fact that presidents... Because, it's possible for... it to happen in the next election, after the next election.
Oh, not federally.
You don't think so?
No, I still think we're a decade away from it federally. But I'm also a serial pessimist, and I don't believe anything like this ever moves anywhere close to fast. Because anytime we get a little bit closer, there'll always be one step back. And we're getting a little now, and it'll fall back a little bit.
The people that have their stakes in all the other industries that are trying to make as much money, squeeze as much out of it. Because, well, I mean, they can make everything from hemp. You can make a whole car excluding the metal from hemp. Ford did that, let me see.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen the Ford hemp car.
All right, what year was that? What year?
What year was the Ford hemp car? I don't know. That would have been 1939, I think. Oh, come on. Is it 41?
Yeah.
Darn. Damn it. It's 2 years off. That was close enough. But all hemp car, 1941.
But it's just, like, in general, agricultural plastic as opposed to petrochemical plastic and oil and trying to wean ourselves off of...
I don't think we'll see any kind of federal legalization. I will be probably closing in on my mid-40s, probably, I think, I'm 28 now. I think I'll probably be closing into my mid-40s by the time I'm actually having a vote on federal legalization.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'll be sooner than that.
I'd love for it to be. I just don't see...
I think it could be as soon as 2016.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, God. I think...
At least California recreationally?
California recreationally, sure. Federal... recreation that's so far off. I mean, we'd have to reclassify first, which, you know, that even took a step back. We're going to be talking about that with Teddy next week, but unfortunately the judge's ruling did come out. That's one of those step backwards that I talked about.
But it wasn't that.
The judge, for those wondering, we've talked about it a few times, the judge ruled against reclassifying.
It's not that she ruled. She just simply said, this is not the court and this is not the time to overturn federal law. So it just means that it's not her decision to make, because it's a really big topic for the upcoming election. So if she just, you know, did that now, it would fuck shit up. Like that, you know, I feel like she could have done it if she wanted to. I'm thinking that other people want that opportunity.
I don't... I don't buy it. No, I think it was a cop out ruling by the judge who didn't want to make a name for being the first judge.
Exactly.
To do it,
you don't know, like her boss or who knows. It says it's been 45 years since Congress passed the Controlled Substances Act, and what is it? Noting the landscape has changed since then, and then the courts aren't designed to act as a maker of public policy. That's something that the politicians are really supposed to get behind and do, or voting.
They are supposed to rule on the law. And right. This is absolute. I disagree with her ruling completely on that basis, is that no, your job is to interpret laws, and whether laws are constitutional, whether laws still have stood the test of time. And that's when you're supposed to look at this and go, oh, I have been given substantial proof that this law that was classifying marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic mm-hmm. has not held the test of time. We have reached a time now where with science with science, we have proven that this is not on the same level as cocaine and heroin. This is very different.
It's likely to be appealed, so that's a good thing.
It's likely to get it. It's all just so it can get to the Supreme Court. That's all this is about. It's about keeping on appealing all the way up the fucking ladder until we get to... that's what I said when this whole thing started.
Yeah, U.S. District Judge.
But I was hoping that she would at least be one of the judges that took a stand and said that they were behind it, rather than being another judge who just lets it toss it up the ladder. That's the problem, is there's not a single judge who's willing to actually stand on a soapbox and say, we were wrong 45 years ago. No judges are seeming to be willing to do that. They're willing to say that they're not going to sign marriage certificates for gay people, though. You know, so there's that. There's that. God, I fucking hate judges.
I think that's really what it has to do with. That it's actually a big issue for the presidential campaigns. So an issue to cover, like, the you know, to show their stand on it. So what? I don't know. I think that this is just not her decision to make at this time. And it doesn't even, I think that she could have done it if she wanted to.
She's right. It's not her decision to make, because it's going to get appealed either way. Uh-huh. But if you read the court documents, she was shown ample proof, certainly beyond a reasonable doubt mm-hmm. to rule in favor mm-hmm. of rescheduling, and knowing full well that her ruling that way means jack shit fuck all.
And the people against it were like grossly underprepared.
Grossly underprepared. So still knowing that your ruling means jack shit fuck all, because it's going to get appealed and go up and eventually hopefully be at the Supreme Court, Be the judge who takes a stand. Be the judge who says, no, they showed it to me. They're right. They're right. It's not killing people. It's actually, in some cases, helping people.
It's just so funny to me that it's...
The prosecution was heard at times going, well, yeah, I get it there. You're using it as medicine. They admitted.
It's scheduled with heroin and LSD. And that's just not the case. You know, just, I mean, only when it comes in syringes like this.
April is holding up right now. April is holding up one of, when we were about to start, she brought a goodie bag from from HempCon 420 and just laid out so much. There's so much weed on the table of the cannolinguists right now. What is it that you have in your hand right now? Tell everyone about it.
This is, it's some bubble gum, gold drops. It's in a plastic syringe, but it's an oral syringe. But it's still, it's like neon green. And I guess what they do is they add other terpenes, like flavors, but they're natural flavors to it. And they say solventless, but I think it's just been really, really purified. That's why it's so viscous.
Mm.
But I don't know, it makes my forehead tingle.
How, are you supposed to take it orally?
No, you dab it or like put it on a paper in a joint. And then I get some more wax that's like more like a...
Oh, jeez. Knocking mics around.
I've got this tank.
Oh, they give you
shatter tanks.
Uh-huh.
That won first place.
What? Blueberry.
Well, the pineapple won first place with that brand, but it was Nug Run too.
Wow. Shatter tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sampled it yet?
Yeah, I have. Well, I have a different one that is the same as that bubblegum one, but it's called a sour jelly.
Well, we're gonna sample this right now, Shatter Tank. If I you know. Want, you want a gold medal. It's a vaporizer tank. Thankfully,
will it fit on the?
Yeah. For those of you who don't always hear me sucking away, I am a vaporizer. I can't say I don't smoke cigarettes at all, but. I smoke certainly a lot less cigarettes than I used to. I'm, you know, one every other day usually. When a friend of mine comes over who smokes, I'll usually have one. But, you know, so I have one of those big, huge, exorbitant ones. So, yeah, it's very easy for me to just plug this thing in. All right, it's a pretty nice one. One of those ergonomic tips on it, which immediately I kind of like. It's kind of awesome. I hate the ones with the flat tips. They usually kind of cut the lips. All right, let's see how this tastes. Ooh, that's smooth. Oh. Yeah,
I haven't tried that one yet.
Oh, well, press the button and suck on that.
But I have another one here. Ooh.
Here we go. There you go.
So this is like a... So are all of these vapes interchangeable? He's got a tobacco one, but it's like your atomizer is like your battery is, I mean.
It's massive. It's very big.
It's as big as a flashlight.
It's not that big. Come on. Oh, it's the size of, oh gosh, I can't even. Yeah, I can't. It's a very small microphone.
Here, now try this one.
Oh, we got another one coming.
This
okay.
one is the same one as that bubble gum. That's gold drop.
Okay, all right.
Holy shit, your atomizer has balls.
Yeah, I like that one better. This one's good, but I like that one a little bit better. I'm throwing the cannolinguist seal of approval behind this shatter tag. Yeah. This is very nice. I like this.
They won first place in whatever category it was that they infused. I don't know if it was an infused product. These guys have won before too. These guys got second place, I think, but they won first place in San Jose, and it's this is Headband from Humboldt, Graham's brand.
Ah.
And my friend and I were talking about Headband that day because she had some 707 OG, which is very, very sour, similar. And
it smells very nice.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I'm looking at flowers right now.
Some beautiful Headband.
Some beautiful Headband flowers. Very frosty. Definitely very frosty. I'm looking forward to sampling some of this a little bit later on. Just saying.
I don't know. He did a good job because it's all the it burns clear in the bong. The ashes are all clear.
Wow.
Like, well, like not black. They're like gray, white.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Oof. Gray ash. Oof.
Yeah. No chems.
You
no.
Stop it, you. You're gonna get me all going now. Oh,
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I got stickers. There was there's an avocado infused.
You were showing. I gotta take a look at this female lubricant that you got here, because
we're big fans of Foria.
The Cantalingos.
They should sponsor the Cantalingos.
They really should. We got to start tweeting it for you.
Oh yeah.
I'm putting you in charge of our Twitter campaign at Foria. Everybody, tweet it for you. They're fucking awesome. Well, actually, you know, here's the thing: the women who I've met who've used Foria. I either get raving reviews about how amazing it is, or they say it literally didn't do a damn thing.
You gotta let it work.
Yeah, you do have to let it marinate for a while. It does need like 30 minutes to kind of just soak in, which I know is a little bit weird to apply a lubricant and then not immediately be on it. But I also think that there might be something to... some women are more about the G-spot orgasm. Some women are more clitoral. I think if you are not very clitoral, it's not going to have any effect, because that's really all it is affecting. You're spraying it on your clitoris, and then it's making a lot of blood rush there. So if you're not very if that's not a thing for you, if that's not what you like, I can see where maybe those might be the women who aren't liking this, because I have
the directions are like, put it everywhere down there.
Yeah, put it everywhere.
Put it everywhere down there. You know?
It's going to make blood rush to the area.
It sure does.
That's what it's doing. It's acting, I guess, as not an... it is kind of an analgesic, it's forcing blood to the area.
That's
normally would be reducing swelling and or, causing healing, but in this case is just more blood to more nerve endings.
Causing some sexual healing.
Sexual healing. Come sexual. Here. Oh, Jack being a fuck off again. You'd been good for so long, Jack.
Come on. He didn't get a good run with his girlfriend. I was saying that earlier. I'm like, we're going to go see your girlfriend, Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
She was laying on her back last time.
Last time Jack was being good, sleeping, hanging out, being a good boy. This time, motherfucker. But yeah, Foria is kind of fucking awesome. I do. Everyone does seem to like that one. I'm curious. This other one is called. For Love Oil.
It was an old lady.
Vaginal cannabis. I mean, here's the thing. The largest thing on this pamphlet is the word vaginal cannabis, which, come on, you should think you're marketing a little bit better than that.
All it is medicated coconut oil for your vajayjay. Foria, at least, is it's like MCT oil, which is, it's still coconut oil, but it's like fractionated or something, defractionated.
Yeah, this is actual, really like paste harder. Foria comes in a spray bottle. You just kind of spray it on. This is kind of something. This seems more of a smear job.
Well, that's like
you gotta smear it on the.
That's
area.
Infused coconut oil as opposed to Foria's MCT oil and CO2 oil.
Oh, you've done your research into Foria, huh?
Well, MCT oil is also in bulletproof coffee, or you could use coconut oil instead. MCT oil is just like more like liquidy. It's like.
Okay.
So what, defractionated something? I don't know. It's
some smart word.
MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides.
Could have just fucking lied to me about that, and I wouldn't be able to call you on it. And you know that. Why are you playing these games with me, April?
I know.
Why are you playing these games with me?
I'm gonna actually take advantage of that and do.
Have you tried this this other one?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, we expect we don't expect a full product review, but a thumbs up, thumbs down.
I don't want to kiss
suffice.
And tell too much. limited.
Just kiss and insinuate, I think, is what we're looking for here.
And yeah.
Can you just kiss and insinuate?
Sure. But what does this say here?
It's kiss and give us an idea.
This is what's really pretty cool. It's used daily. Mature women may see renewed vaginal flexibility, need less hormone therapy, reduced facial and body hair. You like
wait,
that?
Wait.
I said renewed vaginal flexibility. Yes.
Renewed vaginal flex. Why? I'm. Flexibility in or out? Which are we talking about here? Because one of those would be bad. One of those would be a bad side effect, right? Like if you found that your vagina was suddenly flexing like 3 inches outward, you'd be like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, this is terrible. This is the worst product I've ever used in my life.
I'm getting the impression that that's like talking about it might tighten it up a bit if you use it daily. What I'm going to go with.
We just say, hey, it could tauten some things up. If you're an older lady, then this might make you have the vagina of a 20-year-old again. I don't know. I'm not a wordsmith, but I certainly know that increased our vaginal flexibility, that is confusing.
Most women do not get high. However, vaginal or anal use may cause psychoactive effects. I'm glad it's the fine print.
Wait, so some women are using this for the back end too?
I guess
it's working on nerve endings. I guess... You know,
it's taking the pain.
they're very specific lubes for that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you'd want to use something that had like any kind of texture at all that like something with terpenes in it might have on that area. It's very sensitive. I've heard stories about how sensitive those areas could be. Oh my gosh, what else do we have here? I'm digging through your stash. We got. Some hemp wick. Of course, I can't fucking go anywhere without always at some point. I always wrap it around a lighter, the hemp wick, and whatever lighter I wrap it around, inevitably is the next lighter I lose. When I wrap the hemp wick around, it's almost like me just going goodbye, lighter. I will never see you again.
Isn't that cool, though?
This is very cool. They gave you a hemp wick in a tin can with a hole in the top so you can just kind of pull it out.
It's probably for, like, making your own candles or something.
No. It's for lighting and smoking marijuana. That's exactly what it's for. It's got a big, giant pot leaf on the top of it. I'm guessing this is for some... I don't think anyone is making a candle
with
this.
It's like a metal bomb container. So I don't know. But then they're like, hey, oh, yeah, we're just going to roll that beeline and stick it in there. There was, you know, people that had like genetics there. It was really cool. There was a lady with dog treats, cannabis dog treats.
Ooh.
I'm finally
getting answers to the fact that you can give dogs certain kinds.
I wish I gave my dog one earlier because he'd be sleeping. He didn't get enough runtime with his girlfriend. But the cool thing, benefits of hemp and cannabis for dogs, what relieves joint pain. And inflammation caused by arthritis.
And as we learned from Sam Hamid, if you actually let them eat the raw plant, they don't get high.
No.
So perfectly safe as far as, you know, for people who worry about, oh, no, my dog is, you know, can they not handle the effects of it?
Yeah,
they don't feel the effects.
You could just juice your big leaves and, you know, mix it with their water.
Would there be enough in it for people to, would you be able to just use trim for that? If you were trimming, could they eat the overrun or?
Well, the raw plant, you're not putting it into flour necessarily. You could just grow raw plant and juice it, or you can juice the leaves off of it. But most of the THC is in the flour, in the resin.
Okay. So you still want to get them the actual juice of the flour.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're going for. Cancer THC is beneficial, but if you just want your dog to have less pain and chill the fuck out, you don't want your dog to be stoned. You give him some CBD stuff, some cool CBD dog treats made from industrial hemp. You know, less than 0.01 THC, or something like that.
Oh wow! So No psychoactive effect at all for the dogs.
Nope.
Nice.
Calms them down when you leave, like for separation anxiety, all sorts of stuff.
I've been putting flower remedies. I'm jumping on the shatter tank again is what I'm doing. Okay. I like this shatter tank.
Get it.
Way to go. Won the gold medal, rightfully so, as far as someone who hasn't tried anybody else's product, I'll tell you that they should have won the gold medal, damn it.
Well, there's a lot of little containers, you know, like already made filled cartridges that are not that good, or they taste really nasty, or you can tell when they use really good quality, or it's made, that's Nug Run, and you can tell.
And for those of you who would know what I'm talking about right now, because I use a Provari 3, made in the USA, made up in the Great City.
Oh, your 100% atomizer?
The unit itself. Made up in 100% in the United States. It's a really cool, they're actually a great company. It's really sturdy. I like this thing. But what's nice about this tank, for those of the power users who might understand what I'm saying, it has a 2.0 ohm atomizer on it, which is actually really good. Most of the ones that those cheap tanks give you, they're like 2.5, which will tend to burn out your battery really fast because it's got to push a lot more power through it. The other nice thing is I can put 7.2 watts through it, which is usually, if you put that through one of those cheaper tanks, that's when you usually get that burny taste in your mouth. When you're like, oh, I'm tasting it, but it's... Sometimes you'll see the wick flashing red at the bottom, which you never want to see it do because that's the wick burning. The wick should be absorbing and vaporizing the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice when you can actually put a little bit more wattage through it and get a thicker cloud.
I noticed,
but not have it be burning.
From your pen to my pen. But then even still, the pen that I have and the pen that... My pen died, and I got the same one for my friend that watched the dog for me while I was away.
Yeah.
So I got the same one, but with their base. And the base was gold, too, so it looked like a little R2-D2 pen or something, right? Or C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Oh, God. Nerds, you're going to kill me.
You're going to get lynched. I'm going to have to walk you to your car. Someone's probably fucking waiting for you outside right now. Like, that bitch said what about R2? Gold? She got that mother. I will fucking see her. I will see her in the streets. Streets is going to be hot. Hot for April O'Connor blood. Streets.
Getting hot.
Oh, geez, are we already getting towards the end of the show? Geez, we only got 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. It's already time to start talking about shit that we got coming up, don't we? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what do you got coming up? What's in the future for April O'Connor?
Chris Putro's birthday.
Oh, I'm going to be there. Oh, gosh, have you been watching my feud with Zach Elk?
No.
Oh, shit.
Is Kellyanne still there?
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
She was going to move to Texas, and then she didn't, right? Good.
Oh, I don't know, man. No, she was there last time I was there, but it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God, this take is so... The hit,
yeah, it's wonderful.
Is way stronger than I'm used to.
You know the comic Zach Elk. I'm sure. Yeah. Well, he had hit. I think it was because he had hit all four of the Wednesday night open mics in one night. They bought him this cheap WWE plastic wrestling belt and smacked some Karma Lounge stickers on it, and we're calling him the Karma Lounge champion. So two Wednesdays ago, he. Me and him concocted this plan where he went up on stage and he acted like a wrestling heel for his entire 5-minute set, just jabbing at the crowd. Boo, you guys suck. You don't know anything. Tearing his shirt off, telling them that none of them are funny. It was amazing. And when he got the light, he's like, I don't get the light. I'm the champ. I get off stage when I want to get off. And I snuck up behind him. I turn him around and I hit him with the Stone Cold Stunner.
No.
And I pin him. Adam Ferberg counts to three. They start playing Stone Cold's music in the bar. You know, the push, dunna, dunna. I stand up on the chair, put my arms up. Bartender tosses me two PBRs. I snap them both open, cheers them together, pour them down my face, start flipping everyone off. then I get on stage. I tell everyone that I'm like, this is the, I get a what chant going. I'm like, I'm going to go home and have another beer. What? And then another beer. What? I get that whole thing going. And then when that was all done, at the end of my set, I turned heel and I started telling everyone that they suck. And then I came home and Jim Kellner and me the next day shot a backstage promo.
Are you gonna that's do up so, on my all I want to know is, are you going to do something like this?
Yes, possibly, maybe. On my Facebook page, if any of you out in the Crab Diving Network listen, go to my Facebook page, Alex Mandelberg, M-A-N-D-E-L-B-E-R-G.
And this is there's Sunday a video, at the Universal Bar
and
Grill.
There's a video of me as a wrestling heel in a backstage interview with Jim Kellner going, "Jumpin' Jim Kellner." I was doing a full-on Macho Man Randy Savage. I even had a Ric Flair woo in there. It was pretty crazy. I'm sorry, that was a long story. But yeah, there's a video. Then Chris Puccio and Zach Elk made a rebuttal video. And then Zach won back the title. But now I'm the UBG champion. So there's a whole story.
Amazing.
It's become more than I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry. Yeah, what else do you got going on?
No,
April?
We got to go.
Oh, do we have to
love
go
you.
Now? Oh, God.
Thank you,
all
Crab
right.
Diving.
Thank you, Crab Diving Network.
We're
have a good night.
We're the Cannolinguists.
Yes, we are.